This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello and welcome back to Nuvo.
For the final time, welcome back to Nuvo, everyone.
Welcome, welcome. We're very happy to have you here on this Tuesday evening.
Thank you for joining us on our final Tuesday evening.
Crazy.
Next week, we will be on breakfast, 7 a.m. till 9.
We're switching up the p.m. and the a.m.
We are. That's exactly what we're doing. But we are very excited to have you with us for one final episode. We're going to review all of Nuvo, all 17 episodes of her.
The show that was.
The show that
was. Let's recap, babe. Let's have a chat.
It truly has been so much fun doing this show with you, Mia, with you, Hannah. We've had the best summer, the best autumn, and we want to say goodbye to her in the way she deserves.
Absolutely, yeah.
We thought we would start with a little clip. These are some of our favorite moments from Nuvo.
And then, sure enough, out walks slutty Dorothy.
The highest heels I've ever seen.
I
could never.
Hairy legs out, full beard.
Great legs, though. Sorry, I know it's your dad, but yeah. Great legs. Good for him.
Even if the school say they need to have an iPad, I'll say, well, they can leave it at school.
My child will have a quill and ink and parchment paper.
My mum's actually dressed us all in matching clothes until when did she stop dressing me in matching clothes?
When you moved out?
Bottom line, you're going to find one bottle-o that doesn't ID and is going to be the person that looks the oldest
now.
Being
it's
like, I'm
so
on
different.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, you could just walk in school uniform and they'd go, okay. I guess.
If you catch yourself in the middle of some light fraud, hang up the phone, guys.
And he says, you better run, buddy. They kill coyotes around here. And he takes a drag from a cigarette.
Sounds like he was smoking more than a cigarette.
I just can hear my mum listening to this going, oh, funny line from Mia.
That was for you, Trace. I'll have a look around if there's anything not from Timu I could wear, but look, out of catch.
How
I've got
dare
this
you be anti-Timu? I hear those children work very hard.
Oh, woo! We've had a lot of giggles, a lot of laughs.
We have. It's been a great time. Episode one was called Art School Hipsters. We started off strong. We told everyone how we met, why we were starting the show. And our first apology of the night is this moment. Mia, I'd like you to take a little listen to this.
That was Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl by my girlfriend, Miss Chapel Rowan, here on Joy 94.9.
You wish.
Death penalty. Chapel Rowan.
Starting off strong.
That's horrible. And I say my girlfriend and then proceed to butcher her name. Okay, that's
brilliant.
Good. Listen, first episode nerves. I'm sorry, everyone.
But that is not my favorite moment from the first episode. My favorite moment for the first episode is this.
Which at 16 and, yeah, I think you were 12 at the time. But it's a lot. It's a lot to define yourself in a theatrical performance. Mm-hmm. How did you define yourself, Del?
Well, I didn't really, I think, is to answer your question. But I remember I did something like, I found all these books that I read growing up and I did something about, this is how these books made me, which,
oh, beautiful,
you know, which is lovely. But to be fair, at that time, I really wasn't an avid reader. Like, it really was, you know, like,
not an avid reader.
I must say, now I am. And I was, I've been an avid reader prior to that audition and now, but at that time, there was not a reading inside. But
I just love that. How did you define yourself? Well, I didn't.
No, could not tell you, babe. Could not tell you.
Our second episode was called Virgins. We opened with a 7.5 minute song from Wicked and closed with...
Because duh. I don't believe we need to explain ourselves for that one.
We covered our first kiss and job and driving and gay club. And
all the firsts.
Our third episode was Mothers, and we had one of my mothers,
gorgeous Tracy.
And Tracy told us some wonderful stories from the queer scene back in the day. And one of my favorite stories of hers was this moment that I really didn't know how to respond to, and I'm so glad Mia did.
And I walked in, and I was in my mid-20s, and there were two what I've thought of at the time as elderly women sitting there, and one was braiding the other's hair. And the music was playing and we were all dancing and having a drink
and having
a good time. And they were there laughing but just doing this very tender, intimate
That's womanhood.
Task. And I just thought, wow, this is...
That's womanhood.
So honestly, I really meant, I was like, yeah, and you know what? That's being a girl.
That's
womanhood.
Braiding each other's hair in the club. We're gonna give it a try.
Hello. That sounds like a great time to me.
And then episode 4, to wrap up seg 1, was called Winemakers. Now, this episode is hotly contested because some people say it was the episode about nothing.
Some people being your mother.
Did you like Winemakers?
Yeah.
Look, I think it was a fun one. And we did discuss for the very first time our upcoming appearance at Midsummer Carnival on Winemakers. Yes. That's when we started promoting that. And this is how we promoted it. And I want us to react in terms of how it actually went.
Okay.
Speaking of events, we are going to be doing what I am calling, and Mia is dying over me, calling a meet and greet.
It's not...
We're doing a meet and greet, guys. We've got a meet and greet for you. It's two events.
Midsummer Carnival, the stalls. Manning the Joy stall.
And then the North Side party as well.
And I was right. It wasn't a meet and greet. What did I tell you? You can't label things as a meet and greet if it's me working a shift.
We had 4 people come up for the meet and greet and 2 of them were my family
members. Because it wasn't a meet and greet. Enough with the meet and greet. We were working the joint stall with your dad and his partner.
With my dad, his partner, and 2 singular fans.
It was us working the joint stall, except no, it wasn't. It was me working the joint stall.
And me fanning myself.
And you were having a lovely time sitting there and looking pretty. But you did a really good job at it.
Thank you.
So can't be mad, really.
We loved Midsummer Carnival and Pride March. The final part that we promoted in that was the street party.
That I did not show up to. Well, you were in Bali. That's understandable.
I ditched you and I let you do that all on your own, unfortunately.
That's okay. I had a great time. All sorts of fun.
Do either of you have a favorite memory from one of the carnival events that we went to?
I loved marching. I loved holding the banner and marching.
I loved that they gave us the joy banner.
That boosted my ego in ways I didn't know it could be boosted. Thank you very much.
I was just clacking my fans,
strutting down the street. Yeah.
And then we arrived down in the gardens and it was just a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. We've loved being around St. Kilda. We've rediscovered St. Kilda.
It's very random. I forgot that she existed, but here we are.
We love it. That was the first 4 episodes of Nuvo. We are going to cover the next 4 episodes in the next seg, but let's head to a song. This is Troye Sivan, Rush. I feel
the rush. Good, it's so good. Hello and welcome back to Nuvo here on Joy 94.9 for your Tuesday evening with Mia and Mieta. This is our very last Nuvo episode. Next week we will be coming to you live at 7 a.m. though on a Tuesday. So if you are on your way to work, if you're up and about, if you're doing anything fun at 7 a.m, cancel it and chuck us on.
If you're finishing off your night, chuck it on.
Yeah, exactly. Lull you to sleep. If you've had a wild Monday and are only getting home at 7 a.m.
on a Tuesday, we'll help you out. We are covering Ep 5, 6, 7, and 8. We started off with carnival animals. We discussed the Midsummer Carnival and we did some Sydney Mardi Gras stories. And of course, we had Alex in, our cultural correspondent, who I think we'd had him maybe once before at that point. And he spoke about all these prop princesses.
Yes.
And we did some pop princess fashion moments. And you also did some fashion predictions for the year. I think that was in maybe Ep 6, the Mia episode. And I wanted you to listen back to these fashion predictions
and tell me if
you think that's what's happened. Let's see.
But I think this is going to be the year of the polka dots, especially large polka dots, I think. And polka dot accessories as well, I think, you know, little ascots or bag charms, maybe even, I think, gloves will be coming back full swing. And tights as well, coloured tights, printed tights. I think we've seen a lot of leopard print. I think now is the season for some zebra prints to get some different types of prints in there. And I think square toe shoes are going to come back.
Nah.
And subtle flare pants.
Nah.
I don't think, not full bell bottoms and not completely skinny, but somewhere in between there.
We hope you're riding nuts. If we see you in anything else, Mia will kill you.
It's shot on sight. I'm sorry.
What do we think?
Hey, I stand by most of that. Yeah. I stand by most of that. I personally don't like a square-toed shoe, though, so maybe I'm just putting my own projections
but
into
there. But I think I've seen so many of your predictions come true.
I've seen polka dots.
In the last few months,
I've seen polka dots. I've seen bell-bottoms. I've seen flares. Interesting.
Now, Mieta.
Yes.
You love to talk about your very colorful dating life.
Sure.
Mm, yeah. To put it nicely, colorful, maybe disastrous, some may say. Okay. So we put together a compilation of some of our favorite moments of your dating history.
I sort of walked in on a date and I realized I was third wheeling.
Oh, are you the scapegoat to get that person out of the date?
I don't know.
Set the scene. Where is this?
Let me set the scene for you. And then he goes, this is it. This is my apartment.
Oh, awesome.
Mm. I'm like, the second drink is
my favorite bar in Windsor.
My favorite bar in Windsor, your apartment.
This strange man's apartment.
Should have walked away at that point. I go in. He ended up going to New York on business, like they all do.
Of course.
And he came back, and by then I just went, look, this is not.
That's not.
Not a meeting at the mines. I go in there, and believe it or not, Mia, we had nothing in common.
Shocking. Wow.
I know that might surprise you, but he wanted to talk about his mortgage the entire time.
Horrible.
And I was so stressed that I said yes, and I really shouldn't have, because I did know in my mind that I did not want to be this man's girlfriend at all. And of course, after telling him all about my family, he puts on the gay episode. And it's just a bunch of homophobic jokes.
Love. Okay.
And I just could not believe it. I mean,
he's trying to find some common ground. You said, I have gay parents. And he said, I have seen
a homophobic episode of TV.
I get it. You're on The Bachelor, babe. She real-life bachelored you. Did you get a rose at the end or did you not? Like, were you successful or not?
He makes me take off my shoes because of his precious floors. And to be honest, I look at the floors and I'm like, what are we protecting here? It doesn't look like you vacuumed them.
Oh my God.
I love it. I hope you know, for every bad date you go on is a giggle I have. It's hours of amusement for me. So thank you for doing
your
part.
Look, I'm just doing it for the content, doll. I'm providing that content. I don't know if that makes me sound like I'm the pickiest person or whether I'm just picking the worst people.
I think we can hear from those stories that perhaps you weren't at fault.
That's so sweet of you.
Yeah. Any luck since, or are we still going on some treacherous?
Yeah.
We're still in the trenches.
Sure, if there was another episode where they all came on and they got to tell their side of the story.
They're not coming within 3 feet of this building.
No, I love that. Thank you so much for putting that together. That's very funny. We are going to throw to another song. This is Flip Me Out by Remy André. We had the fabulous Remy André on our show, the Radiothon episode last week. And this is one of our favorite track of theirs. This is Flip Me Out.
Baby, you make me disorientated.
Hello and welcome back to Nouveau with Mia and Mieta. Thank you for sticking with us. This is Seg 3 of our final episode of Nouveau, and we have been going through all 17 episodes. We have covered up to episode 8, and we're going to take a little look at episode 9 through 12 now. This included some of our faves, such as Working Girls.
Yes, that one was very fun. We did talked about some jobs that we've had, spoke about dream jobs, had a little talk about some shows that we've been binging, and then next
I think we had Alex on again.
Yes, we had our pop cultural correspondent Alex on again, and then the next episode was my personal favorite.
New Yorkers.
It was myself live from New York, and I like pretending I'm still there, but that was a...
And we did that episode over Zoom.
Yes, when I was in New York.
It was sort of like a FaceTime call episode.
Yes, exactly. So that was a lot of fun, just, you know, catching up on the shows I saw, what's been happening in New York, all the interesting things that was going on. I do love the Big Apple. And then episode 11.
We went international.
It was Nouveau Goes Global. So. And then our next episode was Flatmates. And we had a little chat about the good, the bad, the ugly of all things flatmates, housemates, roommates.
Yes.
Anything in between, because the two of us have had some very fun experiences, very colorful experiences there.
The Flatmates episode actually has one of my favorite moments.
I was just about to say one of my favorite moments as well.
It's your response to my voice note that I left about my flatmate.
My favorite moment is the voice note itself.
Okay, great. Let's give it a play. Katie was one of the two people I did the recordings for.
Do you want to hear? Oh, good.
By the way, I'm clearly trying to travel between, like dropped her down in the foyer at home, sort of coming between the lift and stuff. I really did not say much.
Okay.
It sounds like I'm drug affected or something, but I will play it for you anyway. We'll have to trim it a bit, but this is me.
Katie, British.
She's not, she's Irish.
Slicked back brown bun.
Oh. All the important details. I was trying to remember, like, who it was, because I'm bad with faces.
IKEA assemblers.
Oh, my God.
So you're just saying words.
No.
So you're just saying words.
I was trying
words.
To trigger myself to remember this part of the story. I think she even helped them, like, move the box. And I was just like,
That's hilarious.
This is it.
Can I say, though, babe, that voice note is insane. Were you conscious during that? Like, Katie, British. Which also, that's insane that you said British when she's Irish. That's crazy. British, brown, slick back bun. I love before anything about her character, how she'll be as a housemate. It is good to know she's got that slick back.
She's got that slick back.
And I stand by it. That's still the funniest thing. It's still the funniest memo I've heard. And then I forgot that there was just random. It sounds like construction going on in the background at one point, which I think it's just the elevator ambiance. But it's just funny. But, you know, clearly it worked because there you go.
We, in our last seg, played some of our favorite one-liners from the show. And here is the second part of some of our favorite moments.
And I was doing rounds, giving patients their food.
You're enjoyable. A week off being a doctor.
Exactly. I said, I'm going to keep moving up the food chain. Thank you very much. I'll be giving surgeries in a minute.
And I imagine that that particular job has been made redundant.
Totally. Yeah. It was a very special one-time only opportunity. Yeah. You can't really grow in the career of a COVID scanner, let's just say.
Because I can't keep a flatmate job. There's something wrong with me.
I don't think there's something wrong with you. You keep... accidentally picking bad seeds. And I hope none of them are listening.
All I think is that I am the common denominator.
But in a dream world, I'd love to open up a restaurant, a vegan restaurant, cook my recipes, make a cookbook maybe. That could be quite fun.
Chickpeas and avocado. It'd be great.
Exactly. It'd be great. It'd be the chickpea avocado restaurant.
I tease, but you're a great cook.
Thank you. What about you, Mieta? Any wild dreams? Dream jobs?
Well, maths. Because I knew nothing about
it. Does sound like a very interesting oil concept rigs. And sounds like it makes for a good dynamic with the billionaire and then the people actually, the landmen. If you will.
Well, it's very dangerous work. I don't know if people know this, but it's
spreading awareness.
I get to Mieta's apartment. I go, I'll call her one more time. Call, ring, ring, ring. Someone answers. I go, oh, Mieta, hi. Yeah. Hello, this is Mieta. And I'll let you know it was not Mieta. It was a man's voice. And I don't know what he meant. So I was like, oh, hello.
I really do mean this, everyone. I would love to... put the men in jail, men over 18 in jail, and just see them prove their way out.
Okay, you know? Nice.
Because I think a lot of men wouldn't have to worry.
We are so lucky we're on this platform. Loved hearing
Once
that.
Once again, a lot of giggles, a lot of laughs. Very entertaining.
We are going to throw to another song. This is one by Jessie Hill. We had the fabulous Jessie Hill on our last episode. She performed a live track of an upcoming song.
Oh, that voice.
Make sure that you check out both Jessie Hill and Remy Andre from our last episode on all of the socials. This is Jessie Hill, Fever Dream.
Welcome back to Nouveau with Mia and Mieta. This is not Mia or Mieta. I'm Hannah, the producer, and it's been amazing working with you guys this past however many long.
And we love Hannah, and we couldn't have done this without Miss Hannah. So
I didn't think I could love you more, but I just love you more by the day, doll.
This has just been
so great being able to work together again and to get to go into an office together and be little work colleagues. We've added it to our list of things that we've done together now. Office buddies. It's crazy.
Yes. And one thing I've been doing in this office is putting together another compilation of some of my favorite Mieta moments where, you know, age wasn't a barrier for you, clearly.
Okay, let's hear it.
Age 11, you felt the weight of the world in those lyrics.
Well,
I'm sure.
This was at 5.
Oh, and so sorry. Yeah, of course.
It was as romantic as you could imagine. Mm-hmm. But what was your, do you have a similar 10. Romantic story? Oh, okay, lovely. Mm. It's the first job you ever had going into the workforce. What was yours?
Well, I was 12 years old.
Like every story.
Every story is like, so I was 3 months. First gay club.
Oh,
right?
Easy.
First gay club? Yeah, what was your first experience?
You're going to love this.
I'm 7 years old. No joke, my 7th birthday was at a gay club.
Mm-hmm. I was wearing a full face every day from 13. Mm. Even though the school didn't allow you to wear makeup, I still did it.
I was catfishing men on Tinder with my own photos.
Amazing.
As any 15-year-old does.
And at least you're consistent. And at least you stay consistent.
Yeah. I just thought, no shame. Yeah, this was what I was doing at that age. And what about it?
That's so good. And only you, Miss Mimi. Only you.
Yeah, I felt like an adult as a child.
Of course. I also really love my reaction to it. So I was 6 and I'm like, oh, yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Super supportive.
Yes.
Nothing I could ever say would shock you. No. Always here for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And at the end of the day, that's kind of what this is. Yeah.
Mia, you have pulled together your 2 favorite clips from the last sort of 5 episodes. These were the Time Travelers episode, Bridesmaids, Conspiracy Theorists, Rule Breakers, Radiothon, obviously. In Time Travelers, we had the fabulous Adore Handel on. Oh,
which was just sensational.
Drag queen extraordinaire. And that was such a fun interview to do.
And then we did Bridesmaids episode, Conspiracy Theorists, Rule Breakers. I put together it's just a little clip of my favorite rule of yours that I think we should all live by.
Okay, let's hear the rule.
Oh. My one rule is to be kind to myself.
I like that rule.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good rule.
And probably not to use hair removal cream on an intimate area.
And I just think that is something so profound and so real. And I just wanted to remind our audience that be kind to yourself and never use hair removal cream on an intimate area.
Love it. I stand by that. I stand by that.
And another one of my favorite clips from the final 5 episodes of Nuvo was from episode 14, our bridesmaids episode, except yes. It's not us talking about anything to do with a wedding or bridesmaids. It's the difference in our funeral preferences.
Okay.
Musical theater medley flash mob.
Yeah.
I'm on the stage. It's an open casket. I'm in drag makeup, that type of.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. You know, I just think, and the flash mob will make it fun. Musical medley ends with Defying Gravity or something. They can lift me out of there.
I love it.
Well, I mean, I don't want one of those celebration of life funerals. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to be sobbing, sobbing.
And I just think that kind of encapsulates the two of us, really, so perfectly.
Look, I love us as a duo, and clearly so do Joy. We will be back
you
next
can catch
Tuesday.
Us on Tuesdays.
7 a.m. Be there, be square.
We'll be there.
Be there or be square.
Or a bit of both. Be there and be square as well.
Be anything but square.
Yeah.
Thank you so, so much for listening. Thank you for sticking with us for the last 17 episodes.
We've had the absolute time of our lives.
We
so
certainly
we hope
have.
You've enjoyed as well.
And a huge, huge thank you to producer Hannah, our best friend. We love you so much. This has just been so much fun. And we're so sad to say goodbye, but we're so, so proud of you. And we can't wait to see the incredible producing work that you're going to go on to do. We just love you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Love mm-hmm. you too. Can't wait to hear you guys on Breakfast.
Woo! Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.